The state of Connecticut is launching an investigation into how one e-cigarette brand is marketed. Attorney General William Tong announced on Wednesday that he sent a civil investigative demand to Juul Labs Incorporated, the makers of Juul e-liquids. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The state is looking at Juul because Tong says that company has the largest share of sales in the e-cigarette market. He says that Juul markets itself as a smoking cessation product, but that they shouldn't if they aren't approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration to do so.
Connecticut is today taking aggressive action to protect children and families across Connecticut and across this country. Protection against products and marketing efforts that may be designed and targeted for children and that may be intended not to help you stop smoking, but to produce dependency and addiction.
Juul says its product is not for kids and that the company supports legislation to make it illegal for people under 21 to consume tobacco. But Tong says e-cigarette use has become a huge issue in schools. One in every five high schoolers and one in every 20 middle schoolers, according to Tong, vape.
Millions of American high schoolers and middle schoolers now vaping in school, in class, in school bathrooms, and I don't think it is an overstatement to say that this has become an epidemic.
Regarding smoking cessation, Juul Labs spokesperson Ted Kwong tells Connecticut Public Radio in a written statement that it's not his company's intention to stop nicotine use. Rather, they want people to switch from combustible cigarettes to its e-liquids. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.